T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'd want to ride one.
On WEEI.
Well, baby, do we have some breaking news today? We've got a lot to get into. It is a very busy Friday. Everybody is in a good mood. Shine doesn't have a case of the sads today.
No. He's TGIF over here.
He's zero sads, boys.
Dressed like a creamsicle in there.
Look at John's going straight up.
I prefer to be a peach. But
$2 at a thrift shop.
Hawaii Friday over here for Anderson. He's excited.
If I had known, I would have joined in.
I don't see why not.
Cornball Hawaiian shirt to the max right there, boy.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know if I don't know if there'll be vacations anytime soon for either Kemba Walker or Al Horford, meaning that either of their organizations will be walking away for them after they were traded for each other this morning. So we have Brad Stevens' first move with the Boston Celtics, and Kemba Walker and the 16th pick in this year's upcoming draft. So there go draft plans for everybody who was making plans on.
So I can throw my mock draft away.
That's
really
right.
Nobody around here is going to care anymore.
That's right.
Because as of right now, they don't have one. Okay, fair enough.
So it's Kemba Walker, the 16th pick in the draft, and a second rounder down the road for Al Horford and Moses Brown. We'll get to the Moses Brown piece of this, but Al Horford is back, and we were in the old bullpen going through the revisionist history of, okay, what led to Al Horford leaving? And I think if everyone is just honest, it was money.
Money, yeah. I think the Celtics and Danny Ainge at the time wanted Al Horford back, but they weren't going to give him what Philly gave him, and that was a terrible contract, and look what Philly did. Got rid of him after a year. They're like, all right, this ain't going to work. So he signed a four-year deal. He spent 1 year in Philly, disappointing, 1 year in Oklahoma City. Who would know, right? Did the Thunder even play this year?
Nobody knew.
They were talking about a team that just was not on anybody's radar, didn't have any impactful games at all.
But they got more first-round picks.
They have so many picks.
They own the draft.
Holy smokes. They own a bunch of drafts going forward. So they got that going for them. So good for them. But now he has 2 years left on his deal, and it's less money than Kemba Walker. And this was one of the names that got brought up when we were saying, all right, if they're going to get rid of Kemba, and remember, he was really sad because Danny wanted to trade him.
That is right.
Kemba's knee hurts. Kemba can't always play. But how could you possibly consider me in a trade package? How could you do it? So he was sad, and we're like, all right, Kristaps Porzingis is on a bad deal. Al Horford's on a bad deal. And you start looking around the league at some of the other guys who are on a bad deal, but this is interesting to me for a few reasons, one of which is Brad Stevens just started this job. Brad Stevens just took over a couple weeks ago, took over for Danny. No front office experience, but a head coach in the league, that is it. And now he is trading big money contracts. He's thrown in a first round pick.
That's right.
Which to me, does that feel like something Danny wouldn't do? I feel like Danny in a salary, now he'll trade a first round pick to get Kyrie Irving, because that was a good trade.
Mm-hmm.
But how many times did we say, well, you got the Memphis pick, why don't you trade the Memphis pick? Or you have all these picks, why don't you trade them? Or he went into drafts with three first-rounders. You're like, you're going to trade one of them, right? Nope. Just going to take guys, stash them. I don't know if he had the appetite to trade first-round picks, even when they were smack dab in the middle of the draft. And Brad Stevens' first thing that he does, trade a pick, part of a salary dump.
Okay, so this is the first thought that came to my mind is, who is Moses Brown? And would he have been a first-round pick if he were in this year's draft? Because that's kind of the way I parsed through this a little bit,
is that
the Kemba Horford piece of it was
money for money.
Yeah, I was going to say garbage in, garbage out from a contractual standpoint, not from a human being standpoint, right?
Both red people, bah,
right,
who cares?
Right. It's the trading of bad contracts. The kick-in of the first-round pick, goes for Moses Brown, who played at UCLA. He's 7'2", and he's 21 years old.
Yeah, so I don't think he'd be a first-round pick, but I think, you know, he's somebody that Taco can play one-on-one with now. Like, you got on that end of the court, get the guys on stilts down there, and they can figure it out. And he's just sort of maybe a depth piece on a really, really bad team, a horrible team this year. He played 21 minutes a game, averaged just under 9 points, 9 rebounds. So, I mean,
Do they look at him as a projection guy?
Yeah.
And I think we've sat here for weeks now, months even, talking about this Celtics roster and the whole, well, they got a lot of filler pieces. They've got Nesmith and they've got Pritchard and they got, what are they going to do with this first round pick?
Yeah.
And to your point, it feels like something that Danny Ainge wouldn't normally do. So I almost look at that first round pick as a little bit of a sweetener, but you also got a young big in return, because the last thing Brad Stevens probably needed to do was to draft another shooting only non-defensive point guard in the middle of the first round.
There's been a lot of middle of the first round picks, and I think that's actually a good move by Brad. You don't need to clog it up again.
Ooh,
are they going to be able to develop Nesmith? Like, well, if you added, to your point, another Nesmith, what are we doing here?
Right.
They're going to cancel out a little bit. So it's actually kind of, now again, there's all summer to make more moves, but it may be a little bit of a vote of confidence for some of the young guys on the team right now. Like, we're not just going to throw another guy into the pile. And so you get rid of that pick. And so as for on the court, Horford for Kemba, I think Kemba's probably right now in a vacuum, even with the knee injury, a better player than Al Horford is.
Mm-hmm.
But on this team, Al Horford's a better fit. A passing big man, Horford might even be a better passer than Kemba Walker is, like a better distributor, even though Kemba's the point guard, Horford's a center power forward.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that, you know, they used to run the offense through him at times, just like they would do it with Gordon Hayward. And then you remove those guys, and now all of a sudden, oh, why does the ball stop all the time? Why is there so much one-on-five or just isolation ball? I think this could change a little bit. So not only do you get the benefit of Horford makes less money than Kemba. So, yeah, they're both bad contracts, but you're still saving money.
Oh, yeah.
It's like $5 to $8 million. They vary each year. But you're saving money each year against the cap. And just on the court, I think a Al Horford, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown trio, again, and I don't love Horford, but just play it out. Those three are better, probably a better fit than Kemba, Jaylen, and Jason. And we said this team needed to shake things up, and trying to jam Kemba Walker into this mix wasn't going to work. It just wasn't. So now you move on from that.
Well, we talked a little bit yesterday about Giannis and guys like mm-hmm. Ben Simmons and all of the pieces fitting together to build a champion. We go back to 08. All of those pieces fit with Perk and the four superstars and, you know, what Rajon Rondo ended up turning out to be.
Had a good bench.
That's this move, right? Isn't that what Brad is thinking here? It's the how can we make all the pieces fit? And if you're going to get hung up on Al Horford and his price point, then you're just going to go back to 2019 and look at the numbers and look at the money and say it doesn't correlate, which it doesn't, and no one can sit here and tell you otherwise.
Oh, God, no.
He's massively overpaid relative to the production that he gives you. But, Rich, you nailed it. If you're putting together a puzzle, does this allow you to put together a complete puzzle? Is this the first move in sort of Brad Stevens kind of figuring it out? Because they do add another big. They do end up saving a little bit of money. And they get a guy who, A, knows the culture here, but, B, like I said to you in the old off-air show, are they going to look at Al Horford as their version of a low-rent Jokic, where the numbers aren't going to be Jokic-like?
A homeless Jokic.
He rebounds a little bit. We know he can pass the ball. He can score enough to be functional.
Well,
does that open up everything else?
Yeah, I think so. And he can also, not that he is a marksman from three, but you have to cover him from three. You can actually play him with Time Lord if you want. It's not an either-or situation. So you could have some big lineups where you go Brown, Tatum, Horford, Time Lord with the point guard, which I think is going to be the next thing, or maybe not the next thing, but it has to be addressed. I don't want to start Marcus Smart. I either want to trade him or have him come off the bench, get another guy who is a real point guard, whether that's, you know, Lonzo Ball or whoever it is. I want a point guard or distributing guy.
The texter
there
was already on right away. Get Lonzo Ball.
And I don't hate
it. All right, hold on.
But the other thing, too, is just if I asked you right now, for this Celtics team, would you rather have Kemba Walker at $36 million or Al Horford at $27 million? I think it's Al Horford at 27.
Well, it's Al Horford at 27, and you know, not to sleep on this, but this guy Moses Brown averaged 8 rebounds a game this year.
Yes, you kind of like him a little bit, don't
well,
you?
Well, I do because yeah. I think it's a...
Super young.
Again, if it were you drafted this guy, say, a year ago, well, again, if he's in the draft and you're looking at this dude and that would be the middle of the first round pick, off of what we just talked about... They don't need more wings or another point guard who like Peyton Pritchard. They need someone long-term on the inside. And I think right. that while Al Horford was the conduit to make the deal happen,
yeah.
I think deep in the recess of the mind of the new general manager, this guy, Moses Brown, has the ability in the Brad Stevens mind
yeah, you're getting,
to be able to be a developmental guy who could be here for a while.
Yeah, you're getting a 21-year-old guy who's 7'2". And actually has some NBA experience. So that's why I think the first round pick, I'm not going to freak out about. Like, you're trading the 16th overall pick. Like take
not
it away.
All.
And now don't you feel like Tristan Thompson may be out the door? Because if you're looking for, like, sort of a trio of big men to play, Horford, my guy Time Lord, and Moses Brown maybe ends up being sort of the trio. And maybe somebody else factors into that at some point, but that's not bad.
I'm with you.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
This hour's code word is VOCAL. Text VOCAL to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. You can be vocal with us at 617-779-7937 on these phones. It's Brad Stevens' First Move. Your thought on what Brad Stevens has done here this morning. Again, if you're just joining us, Kemba Walker and the number 16 pick in the 2021 draft has been sent to Oklahoma City for Al Horford and a young guy in Moses Brown. So as we get back to, and I'm with you, I think this is a bad sign for Tristan Thompson because he does have value for the right team. I almost look at Tristan Thompson the way, like, when old Marcus Morris was here, old Cheeseburger Morris, his brother Hamburger Morris is a little thinner, but Cheeseburger Morris,
yeah.
who I do believe is with the Clippers, if I'm not mistaken, he's out there in the West somewhere.
Yeah.
That's how I think someone will view Tristan Thompson in terms of being able to come in and fill a role for a team that might be pretty good. Now, is that where you recoup a first-round pick or something like that? It almost doesn't matter. But when you're putting together the puzzle, it does not seem like Tristan Thompson now fits with that group of big men.
Right.
And, oh, by the way, I'm sure Brad Stevens was well aware as to the issues that Tristan Thompson allegedly may or may not have created in that locker room last year, and that's got to seep into the guy now with the eraser on the whiteboard thinking, let me just get rid of this guy.
Well, that's what's so interesting about Brad Stevens getting this job is he knows these players better than anybody else. He spends more time with them than even Danny Ainge had or anybody else in the organization. So the fact that he got rid of Kemba and brought back Al Horford, a guy that he coached, he knows how Horford and Tatum and Brown and Smart get along. And, you know, maybe he's going to trade one of those guys too. But at least at the moment, he knows how Al fits in with this group and probably what that next level is going to be. So we were wondering, what's his first move going to be? Because I wasn't sure if they were going to be able to trade Kemba. I really didn't. And I know he had the comments about how he was upset that they were trading him, but that was Danny. So you could have gone to him, and if you wanted to smooth things over, you'd be like, all right, Danny was shopping you around, but I'm not going. If you're Brad, you could be like, I'm not going to. But instead, he's like, nope, first thing he does is ship him out of town. Now, you had to throw in a first-round pick, and Oklahoma City is probably happy that they're moving on from Horford, but Kemba Walker did not have a lot of value. We talked about it as the playoffs were going on, and then we're like, if this team is going to shake things up, they probably like really shake things up. They're going to have to trade Jaylen Brown, because who else had value? But this kind of frees you up a little bit. You save some money, right? And you're not going to use that first-round pick either, because that would have been also a roster spot, you think.
You so unclog now, the drain at point guard, right? Wasn't that the biggest thing with this team?
Yeah, I think so. And it never was right. It never seemed like, and we always talked about Gordon Hayward fitting in with Brown and Tatum, but then same with Kemba. Like, there would be one game where they all look really good together, and then there was another game where, like, oh, this ain't it. Like, Kemba would just hold the ball, or then it would be Tatum. Like, like as Kendrick Perkins pointed out, the my turn basketball. Like all three of those guys would sort of say, well, I haven't shot in a while, so I'm going to score this time or try to score this time. So you get him out of there, and I think that's good. Plus, you couldn't count on him. He was hurt all the time. He's a liability defensively. He's horrible defensively.
Right.
So you kind of you clean that up a little bit. Listen, I think it was worth a shot bringing him in. Turns out it was the wrong move because of the knee injury and everything else. But rather than sitting on it for another year, you get rid of him. So, you know, it was supposed to be a 4-year deal for Kemba. He's here for two.
And if a part of giving up that first round pick is getting the deal done, then in a way that is the cost of doing business. Because as you and I started to dig into some of the details of this Al Horford contract, according to Basketball Reference, only $14.5 million of Al Horford's money next year is guaranteed. So if you're thinking, okay, Al's here for a year,
another 12,
and then and then maybe there's a buyout situation, or if only 14.5 is guaranteed, it then maybe you tack on a year and do some sort of whatever you do with the cap if you want to keep him around, or it's just easier to be able to trade this guy. I do worry as the phones are starting to jump at 617-779-7937 that, Rich, I'm worried that for some Celtic fans, there are going to be a lot of people who are just going to hold their nose and say, what the hell is Stevens doing because it's Al Horford?
Yeah.
And there is the average Al and the fact that when he was here, he was making $30 million a year and people were not happy about it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's going to be a lot of people that say, really, you're bringing Al Horford back? Like, that's going to solve anything? But I think people are so down on Kemba Walker that it's going to be
interesting.
I think it'll actually spin positive. I think it'll be like, all right, you know what? The fit for Horford will be a little bit better. He's not a dominant player. He's not an all-star anymore, but I think he can still be solid. And even if it is the 13 points a game, 7 rebounds, but 4 assists, the ability to stretch out the three a little bit.
Play to the back of the basketball card, right?
And he was always a pretty good defensive player, too. Like we saw a couple, was it 2 years ago, you know, they bring in Enes Kanter and just, well, worst defensive big player in the league.
Couldn't stop any of us.
And so at least Horford is some sort of resistance to the other big men in the Eastern Conference.
And I know that when Al Horford went to Philadelphia, that was one of the things that he talked about. And it was among the things to appreciate with Al Horford is you're right. He will play a little bit of defense. And, you know, again, not to go nuts over a 21-year-old, but when you have a guy like Moses Brown who's averaging 8 rebounds a game, you'd mention Tristan Thompson. What was Tristan Thompson there to do? He was there to be the rebound, So it looks like this kid might end up being that natural fit in replacing him, and then it makes Thompson expendable. And it's funny how you mentioned the whole, like, people be like, you're bringing in Al, whatever. We're now back to kind of the Trader Danny mode when he first took over. Like, the Celtics are now going to have to play this shell game of moving pieces all over the board to be able to get what they want. So maybe, like, again, does the contract match the production with Al Horford? No. Well, we sure as hell knew it didn't with Kemba Walker.
Right.
And if that's a part of this shell game to ultimately, here's one move that leads to another that leads to another, then maybe there is. Maybe this is step one of the master plan for Brad Stevens.
And you look at it, a couple of things have happened where the Celtics actually save a little bit of money. Jason Tatum doesn't get All-NBA, so he doesn't get that boost. That would have been $8 million,
It would have been 32.
Year?
That's right. Yeah. So you divide it by 4. So $8 million, right.
$8 million, and then you just saved $9 million for the upcoming season.
There you go.
Now again, it's all kind of. It's not just straight. All right, now you have that money to spend because the cap is obviously way too complicated for its own good.
It's an ice cream headache.
But still, when you're talking about, you know, where they're at luxury tax wise, other moves that they can make, like they've just saved a little bit of money here, and there's no way they're done. And I just think it's such a good sign that they weren't just sitting around waiting, like, oh, well, the draft's coming up in July, or let's wait till everybody's in the offseason, let's see what the free agents look like. They're like, nope, we got a deal right here, we can move on from Kemba, that's automatically going to change the look of this team, and let's do it. Because the thing that would have pissed off the most people, both of us included, would have been if they just trotted it back and said, you know what, had a lot of guys hurt last year, so, you know, COVID, we missed a lot of games because of the protocol, like, no, that wasn't your only problem. Like, you got much worse this year. You needed to change the roster, and they've already taken a step in that direction.
So now as we look at the starters, as of right now, it's probably Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, You have Jason Tatum, and you have Al Horford. You could put Time Lord in there.
Yeah, it depends on how big you want to go, and that might be, you know, the head coach that you hire, what his philosophy is. If you want to go big, maybe it's depending on opponent, but...
You also have Romeo Langford. You have Neesmith. Yep. It feels like there's another move coming. That's the big... In my mind, this was the first move to allow them to do something else, and one of those...
I think Smart's gone.
Langford, Smart, like, it feels like there might be a bit of a package of something.
Yep.
You know, if you're a... Look, if you're a team that thinks they can contend, right? Or if you're a team who can't break through, if you're in that sort of second-round muck and mire, and it's, well, we got to shake it up, too... Is there a team out there that is looking to move on from someone that would provide some different value to this team,
right,
but might appreciate guys like Marcus Smart and Tristan Thompson coming in to be veterans to maybe complete their set somewhere else?
Yeah, because I think those guys do have value on good teams, and that was the hope. You thought the Celtics were a good team. So that's what everybody was trying to talk themselves into at the beginning of the year when they didn't make the move with the Pacers for Turner and McDermott. You're like, well, Tristan Thompson comes in here and he can be a rebounder, or he can be a guy that, you know, when you're going up against Bam Adebayo or Joel Embiid in the playoffs, which obviously never happened, but if you did that, you might have some sort of resistance. But yeah, I think they're probably better off moving on from him. But at under $10 million with 1 year left on his deal, you could definitely move him.
So Bobby Marks, who we've had on the show,
yeah,
he just he tweeted, financial savings right now for Boston, $20 million. That number could increase to $32 million if Horford is waived before the 2022-23 season. And he mentioned the whole guaranteed portion of the next year. So even guys who've been in the league are already like, okay, how's this all going to work? And some people are at least talking about the fact that this might just be 1 year here for Al Horford. But if it got you out from underneath Kemba and ultimately freed up some money or freedom to do what you want, then that first-round pick to me was very much worth
it. When you put it that way, they're both bad contracts, but Kemba's is so much worse. Not only is it more, but the next year is a player option, and then it's fully guaranteed when he picks it up, whereas Al Horford's, I didn't know this till this morning, is partially guaranteed that second year. So it's bad, but it's way better than Kemba's.
Yeah, this is does this make this Celtics team complete? Absolutely not. But is it the first move to maybe putting together a new puzzle? Absolutely. We get to you on the phones at 617-779-7937. Don't forget, if you can't get through on the phones, or I know that for a lot of people, like, you can't call. You're at work. You're listening at home. You're dealing with your kids. You can always watch the show on Twitch. Get in the old Twitch chat, weei.com/watch. Hit us up on Twitter, at Gresh Keefe, or via the text, which has been very active, 37937. Brendan in Springfield, first up with Gresh and Keefe talking Celts. What's up, Brendan?
Hey, boys. So I actually liked Horford when he was here. Obviously, the money never matched up, and he's a pass-first kind of big man. But when he left, opted out, didn't he have some not great things to say about Tatum and Brown and the young guys and Stevens, and that was one of the big reasons he left?
So I don't think he singled out anybody, but I believe it was something about maturity or just what was going on there. But you remember, he was also here when Kyrie was here. And so there was that whole thing where Kyrie and Jaylen Brown, I feel like, were really at the center of guys that kind of butted heads. Like those guys, because Jaylen Brown, let's just face it, is so much more intelligent than Kyrie Irving. And yet Kyrie Irving thinks he's more intelligent than everybody else. So there can't possibly not be a conflict there. So Kyrie's gone. Tatum and Brown are also 2 years older. Brad's in a different role. And Horford also mentioned that, let's face it, financials were a big part of it.
Big.
And Philly paid him a lot more money. So, and I also think Al going from Boston to a year in Philly into a year in Oklahoma City, I'm guessing he'd welcome a return back to Boston.
Makes him realize how good he had it here. Yeah, well, I've got some snippets from the interview that Steve Bolpen, who was then writing for the Boston Herald, did with Al Horford. And here's a quote. After last year ended, we were all disappointed with how everything went. So that was that disastrous 18-19 season he's talking about. Horford goes on to say, I took some steps back looking at what direction the franchise was heading and what was going, and we all kind of felt like Kyrie was going to leave. It was like, Maybe he'll stay, but then it was, nah, he's probably going to leave just based on how everything was. Mm-hmm. Horford went on to say, I had to think about what made sense for me and some of the things I wanted to accomplish. I'm looking for that championship with here, referring to Philadelphia.
Well, all right. And that's what you say when you go to a new team.
And here's another quote that he had. There were three really good years for me in Boston. We fell short of the goal raising that banner. I had to make a head-on decision, and it came down to the opportunity for me to compete for a championship, but to maximize financially. So I think there was a little bit of the, okay, it looks like Kyrie's going to go, and oh, by the way, this situation isn't exactly copacetic with him here.
Yeah.
And Horford was in that opt-out year, and it didn't look like Ainge was really going to extend him and give him the kind of money that Philly did, so that's why he opts out. Then he goes to Philly and resets and gets another $100 million. So
and that's also
I don't think it was like the personality. I think it was a little bit of personality, but a lot of situation.
Yeah, I think their best player was leaving. And we can all say what we want about Kyrie, but at that time, he was their best player.
That's right.
And he was leaving. And I believe when he made those comments, it was before they acquired Kemba Walker.
Mm-hmm.
So he might have just thought Kyrie's gone, and who's replacing him? Nobody? And so then you're taking a major step backwards. And, of course, and he even mentions it, so give him credit. They got more money. That's why most of these guys choose other teams. They got more money because Al wasn't going to get just a flat max from anybody, so it's not like it was even. The Celtics probably offered him, I don't know, 2 for $40, or I forget what it came out.
It might have been $20 million a year, but Philly was at the $30 million a year,
and for 4 years.
Right.
Because we were all shocked that he was able to get 4 years from somebody. He opted out of the fourth year because I remember being like, oh, he's going to opt in. He's getting like however many, like $30 million, $27 million from the Celtics. But no, he opted out, and he actually, now he's nowhere near that championship that he was looking for, but all that money's guaranteed. Well, partially guaranteed, I guess, in that last year.
Here's another,
but he made a lot of money.
Here's another quote from Horford when about all the pieces and didn't know if it was going to be a two-year wait. He said, it was that and the financial reasons. When we started with the team trying to come up with things and we couldn't agree on certain numbers, that's when I decided, you know what, I'm going to have to open my free agency. I believe not only I'm worth a certain amount of money, but I was in a good position that I have a really good opportunity to win now. My window's now. That's how I feel. So it isn't scorched earth. But again, to the point, he did acknowledge that money was a part of it. And that's okay, because every one of us who are either sitting in front of a microphone or who are listening to this show right now have made a decision in their life based on money. And whether it's for $100,000 or $100 million, it's all relative. So I can kind of get it, where the old Al Horford is coming from. We have a ton to get to today, including you on the phones. A bunch of people are in. 617-779-7937. Perk's reaction to this coming up. But first, I said you were a creamsicle. What did you want to go with today, Shine? With
I prefer a peach.
Peach.
Yeah. All right.
You don't like peaches?
Any objections?
So we got John and the giant peach back there.
Ooh.
That'll work.
Giant.
Ouch.
What do you mean? You're going to be a small peach?
No, they're referencing
a juicy peach.
A juicy peach. Well, let's not get
too
excited.
He's canceled, by the way. Roald Dahl.
So Roald Dahl canceled.
I wouldn't be doing Roald Dahl references right now.
Roald Dahl out.
Him and the Keebler Elves.
I'm more like the Justin Bieber song, Peaches.
Anyway.
There you go. OMF. Weekdays 2 to 6.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI. The incredulous look on Keith's face that was caught on Twitch is fantastic if you just saw it.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Red Sox start up a series in Kansas City with the Royals tonight. First pitch 8:10, pregame 7:10. You can catch all the action right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. And if you're in the Boston metro area, you can listen to every Red Sox game this season on the new Odyssey app. Make sure to download the Odyssey app today. The Boston Celtics have traded Kemba Walker in the 16th pick in the draft in a 2025 second round pick to the Oklahoma City Thunder for Al Horford, Moses Brown, and a 2023 second-round pick. Welcome home, Al Horford. The Lightning beat the Islanders 2-1 last night to take a 2-1 series lead. The Bucks beat
Welcome
the Nets.
Welcome home, Al Horford?
Yep.
Was he from Boston?
I was just going to say.
Just to needle you.
You got to stop here.
Welcome
just
home.
Just to needle you. That's just a good pivot me? Right there, by the way.
The Bucks beat the Nets 104-89 last night to force a Game 7. And the U.S. Open is off and running today. After day one, Russell Henley led the pack at 4-under, but now he's not alone. The South African, Louis Oosthuizen, is also now at 4-under and on his final, actually, I think he just finished his final hole of the day. And Brooks Koepka and John Rahm are 2 under. Finau 3 over. Morikawa and Zalatoris.
You tell us.
Over.
You're doing the trending.
No, it's the pronunciation.
Zalatoris is right.
Zalatoris.
Yes. It's like halitosis.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Ah, okay. Of course. Those are some of the guys we gave out for our gambling picks.
That's
so.
Right.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. And the European Championship group play continues today as Sweden and Slovakia are 0-0 in the 74th minute. And then we have Croatia and the Czech Republic kick off at noon, and England and Scotland will face off at 3. Trending now brought to you by DuckDuckGo. What is it that makes you uniquely you? Well, DuckDuckGo doesn't think that's any of their business. And frankly, it shouldn't be the business of any tech company. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. I'm Chris Scheim. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
God, that is over.
Is everything just...
What is your issue?
Wow.
John, come on.
We just cut that in half.
Just because you wear a shirt like that doesn't give you the right to
There's
say that.
There's a lot of information out there today. Scheim's trying to provide for people just tuning in. Maybe they didn't get an opportunity to look at their phone and see that all this stuff had happened.
You might be in their car. You shouldn't be texting and driving.
Great point, Scheim. Put the phone down.
I'm just giving the people what they need.
Is everything peachy keen in Celtics Nation after Brad Stevens' first trade? That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to Anything is Possible.
Anything is possible!
Crash and Keefe on EEI.
We had such great expectations for the Celtic team this past year, and I'm sure you did too. What went wrong?
We had a lot of high hopes for our group, and I just think that we never were able to gel like we needed to, coming together as a group and playing at the level consistently that we needed to play. You know, I felt like we did it at times. You know, our talent carried us, a lot of the times, but we just couldn't be consistent enough as a group. So that was definitely disappointing.
Al Horford with Dan Patrick. I didn't realize this until I just saw it on Twitter. It was 2 years ago today that Al Horford announced he was going to the 76ers.
Really?
How weird is that?
Anniversary there.
Unless somebody on the Twitter is wrong and I just made a slip up. Right, exactly. I guess I threw the caveat
Should
in
be
there.
Fine.
1036 Aggression Keefe here with you on the WEEI Sports Radio Network, WEEI.com. Good morning to all the network stations. A lot of you all across New England are weighing in on the Celtics trade that went down this morning, where Kemba Walker and this year's first round pick goes to Oklahoma City for Al Horford and Moses Brown. No, not the school, the young rebounder.
No, the 7-footer.
The 7'2".
7'2".
Could it mean the demise?
Don't say it. Taco's going to be fine.
Oh, okay.
You got to keep Taco. How do you know you're up by 20?
Well, you need two guys to stand there and not hold their hands completely straight up in the air while someone's trying to throw the ball in.
You wouldn't watch those guys play one-on-one? Just a half-court game?
It's
Moses
like
Brown
watching a
Taco
giraffe
ball?
Fight.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that?
Phil in Maine with Gresham Keefe. Hello, Phil. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Happy Friday.
You
Same
too.
To you, friend.
Hey,
what's up?
So, I think this is a good signing. I know Al is considered average in whatever he provides that veteran leadership. Quite honestly, especially us getting rid of that contract with Kemba, no Walker, that guy drives me nuts. I would rather see Philip Seymour Hoffman and along came Polly White Chocolate. God rest his soul. He's not on this earth.
He's not.
I'd rather see us drag that guy out.
Iceman.
Point guard next year.
Yeah.
And it's just... You know, it's enough with Kemba. It's a bad contract. But I do honestly think that by signing Al, I think, and maybe this is a conspiracy theory, you guys like that stuff, I think Marcus Smart could be on his way out because Al is going to provide that leadership.
Yeah, he could. Marcus Smart could definitely be traded. And the thing with Al Horford, and even when he was here, he definitely provides a veteran presence. But if you're looking for, and one of the knocks on Tatum this year was like, he's not the rah-rah guy. Not that that's the only way to be a leader, but Horford's not either. I mean, Horford's a pretty mild-mannered, kind of reserved guy, isn't he?
But he's also not going to be out in the clubs. And, like, I think the veteran presence that, yeah, that's the thing. Like, what Thompson was supposed to be. There you go.
Yeah, he's a pro.
We're not, but he is.
No, no, no.
No, but we got that later.
Yes, we do.
617-779-7937 with Gresham Keefe. Jack in New Hampshire on the Celts. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, I like the trade. And I do think they need a point guard, a dynamic point guard, because in my opinion, Chris Paul's the MVP this year.
Hmm. Well, I don't know how they get Chris Paul, but I understand your point. They definitely need a point guard, and they need a point guard if you're going to keep Jaylen Brown, and I assume right now that they are.
Right.
Again, things can change. Then I don't think you need a real scoring point guard. And like his point, like, there aren't a lot of Chris Pauls out there.
No.
And you and I don't love Chris Paul, but you understand the type of player that he is. If he needs to score, he can, but he's more interested in getting everybody else going. He'd rather have Devin Booker have a great game than him have a great game offensively. And so how many of those guys are out there? And if you have Tatum and Brown, those two guys, that's going to be 50-plus points a game next year. Maybe even more. I mean, that's what I expect out of those two. So the point guard doesn't need to be somebody like Kemba who's like, well, I also want to get 20. Like, no, you know, on this team, you don't need to get 20. So a guy who's a really good passer and you know, a novel concept for a point guard makes guys better around him. I don't know who that is necessarily. I mentioned Lonzo Ball. I know some Texans mentioned Lonzo Ball because he is of the, I'll pass it. I'm more of a distributing guy. But you can't be a liability. You can't be, you know, even in today's NBA, I don't think you want a guy like Rondo or, you know, we're scratching our head about Ben Simmons. Like, you don't want a guy who's also going to give you 2 of 4 shooting. Like, it's going to be more than that. It's a tough kind of line to balance.
Are they set up for a Westbrook-type point guard?
No, I don't think so. I think he takes too many shots. I think you need somebody like that.
But I'm thinking if you, and I am just total off the top of my head here, right? But if you put him with Al, who is a passer, and you put him with Tatum and Brown, and you know you're going to have another three-point shooter out there, doesn't that give Russell Westbrook the ability to really play his best game, which is much more dribble drive, get in the paint, versus standing there and jacking up threes? Like, I'm trying to think of who could be a dynamic point guard that another team might look at a package of, say, Thompson, Smart, and X to be able to bring in. Or is the grand plan to get that point guard not for this season, but next season, maybe once you clear Al off the books, if they buy him out?
Yeah, it might be, but I still think for this year, you still need somebody to do it. And right now, based on the roster, it would be
Peyton Pritchard
or Marcus Smart. It would be. I mean, those are the point guards. I mean, Marcus Smart's really more of a two. He's sort of a short two, but he's strong and he's good defensively. And Pritchard, to me, is just the prototypical backup point guard, like 15 minutes a night, 15 to 20, you know, give or take, and, you know, can kind of run the second unit there. But I don't know who that point guard is.
And that's
maybe
the
thing. That's what we got to figure out. Probably trade. I don't know if it's going to be through free agency. It's definitely not going to be through the draft. But that's got to be the number one thing now on Brad's to-do list.
You would think so. You'd think so. But this whole positionless basketball,
right?
Like, anything is, you know, go put Al with four wings on the floor. I mean, it's not it's not completely ridiculous to think about as a notion. Matt's down in Rhode Island listening on 103.7 FM. Matty, what's up?
Yeah, guys. Quickly with the point guard, you need a facilitator. And like you said, Rich, tough thing. But, you know, what Chris Paul does so well is he gets everyone involved, but then he can take over when he has the feel of the game. Best part of the playoffs this so far for me just has been the Suns in 4 guy. Have you seen him?
Yes.
Yeah, that was great. Anyway, so I'm pretty – yeah, that was great. I'm pretty impressed with Stevens actually coming out of the gates like this. I didn't think he'd have – I thought he was too nice to trade anybody. or right. do anything like this.
So no, it's true. It's a good point, Matt. Like, we had no idea what he was going to do. Was he just going to run it back? That's the safest thing in the world, is to run it back.
Right.
And so I'm with you.
I thought he was going to play it safe. Yep. But he made the calls, got this deal done, which is, you know, Al's at this point in time in his career can be a very solid role player. The point of my call is this. Obviously, a new coach is on the way. I don't want to give up on Marcus Smart yet. I want to see if he can fill in, into the role that he should be on this team, guided by a new coach. I think, obviously, with Stevens, there was a lot of stuff going on, and guys weren't playing their roles. Determining his role, where he should be, and he can be a really solid player. I don't want to see him get traded off. Plus, he's making $14 million a year. In today's NBA, that's bottom basement for what he could produce for you. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Thanks. I think if he's in the right role, I'm not like, you got to just get rid of him. But if he's, like, if you're starting backcourt as Smart and Brown, I don't love that. So another name, and again, I think he's in the last year of his deal, and he's older, and I know he's going through injuries right now, but somebody like Mike Conley, who he's been overpaid for most of his career. He was in the right place, right time. But, like, that sort of skill set is what I'm thinking would be a good fit here.
Right.
Like, he'll get you 15, 18 points a game, but he is way more interested in the other guys on his team scoring. So Lonzo Ball is interesting to me. Mike Conley. Players like that. And Lonzo Ball would have to be a trade, but I believe he's on the last year of his rookie deal next year, I think. So they either have to re-sign the guy or they have to move on. And you know, New Orleans, you got Zion's family already squawking that they need to surround him with better talent and everything else. So those are two guys.
We actually have texters that are firing names at us in terms of point guard, and maybe we can get through some of those. We'll get to Mark in Springfield, 617-779-7937. Well, Kemba Walker has been traded. Al Horford is back. Your thoughts on that? And we'll start to rip through a couple of point guard options. I got three names to fire at Keith. We'll get your thoughts as well next.
Wherever you're working from, Gresh and Keefe go where you do. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play WEEI.
Brad Stevens making some moves over the old Auerbach Center. Brad Stevens, now the GM of the Celtics, or director of basketball ops, whatever the official title is. He's the guy who pulled the trigger on the trade today. Kemba Walker is out. Al Horford and Moses Brown are in. And now it's figure out, okay, is this a move that's going to lead to another move? And now the focus has been shifted to point guard. I'm going to fire three names at you,
Keith. Names. All right.
Three names that people have been rolling out. Number one.
I'm all yours.
Ricky Rubio.
I like Ricky Rubio. He is the ultimate guy who never fully lived up to his potential. I don't know if you remember. As I said this week, I'm a big Olympics fan. I'm a big Team USA basketball fan.
Yes.
I am all about that.
Skeet shooting. So you're all over it.
The Olympics in, like, was it 2008 or something? Ricky Rubio was like 16 playing against Kidd and Kobe. And you're like, this guy's, how is he doing this? Like, he just got his driver's license and he's playing on the world stage. And he was great. And he's come over. He's been in the NBA a long time. And
it hasn't happened really, the way we thought.
But when you're looking for pass first point guard, I am interested in that part of it. He is somebody who's not a good shooter. So you're dealing with some of the Rajon Rondo type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He is probably better suited almost to be a backup point guard, but as a starter, I'm intrigued by it. I'll give it like a soft yes. I think you could do better, but you could do worse than Ricky Rubio.
Kyle Lowry, who is 35 and is about to become a free agent, hasn't had a massive injury history, but...
No, I think last year, though, was sort of his... Yeah, I think being a part of the team that won the title with Kawhi Leonard... And then last year, and he looked decent, and he's an agitator. You know, he takes a lot of charges. We saw it in the series last year. But I think this year was sort of the first step into him being kind of cooked. I think he still put up like 17 a game, but I think the injuries kind of popped up a little bit more.
He played well, and he's getting to that age to where you got to worry about
I don't think so, though.
All right, now here's one that this guy's name was hot for a while. D'Angelo Russell.
That's just a joke.
Now, by the way,
it's not a joke.
D'Angelo Russell also, a day ago, ripped former Lakers head coach Byron Scott. Quote, he's an idiot. That doesn't help you in getting traded.
He also, now, I don't think this is a wrong statement. He's a snitch. Wasn't he the one that told Iggy Azalea that Nick Young, Swaggy P, was sort of stepping out? That's not good stuff. That's not good.
Snitches
in the old locker room.
Stitches, I don't, right? He's the old Carmelo line.
He's a talented guy, though, and he was one that was on the Lakers, and when they had to make room for everybody, they got rid of him, and it was just like he's bounced around, but he's a good player.
Snitches get rewards.
Nope, that's not what it is at all. He's a good player. He was an all-star a couple years ago with Brooklyn.
He averaged 19 points a game this season.
Yeah.
But on a bad
team. On a horrible team.
On a horrible team.
On a horrible team.
So you look like a snitch.
With Ricky Rubio, in fact. I like D'Angelo Russell, though. I got another name for you.
Okay.
But Derrick Rose 2.0.
He's
different than he was. He's good for the Knicks. He's going to be a free agent, and you take him off the Knicks, who, believe it or not, are one of the teams better than you right now in the East.
But isn't that injury factor such a turnoff with that guy that,
it
yes,
is.
If he's right, you're going to get a guy who's functional, but if not, you're playing Peyton Pritchard for 70 games.
No, I know, but I wonder if he changed his game enough. And this year, I mean, he was
okay this year, yeah. I mean, again, functional.
Well, he went
player.
From Detroit to New York. He played 50 games, and he was solid. He was in the mix for sixth man of the year, I think.
A texter, how about they just re-sign Fournier?
Not a point guard, but okay. Add to the pile.
But under the hole, if you're just going to go with Smart and Pritchard and maybe some, you know, now I think they've opened up one of the like mid-level exceptions because of the money that they save.
Right.
Is there one of those mid-level veterans that they could bring in to shore it up and then try to play with rotating bigs, rotating point guard, and three wings, and Fournier's one of them along with Brown and Tatum.
So the tough part about D'Angelo Russell, though, compared to the other guys, is he's making $30 million next year and $31 million the year after that.
Oh,
so you got to get pretty creative.
See you later. Okay. And they could have done it. If it would have been like him for Kemba and then some sweetener and you make the money kind of even, all right, fine, you entertain that. But
because I believe Derrick Rose is a free agent. Mike Conley's a free agent. Lonzo Ball has 1 year left. Ricky Rubio has 1 year left. Russell, I just said, has 2 years left at big money. Who are the other guys we mentioned?
Lowry,
okay.
Rubio.
So, I mean, probably another trade, I guess, is going to have to be what's involved there.
You
but I
would think so.
I don't think you want Russell being one of your two highest paid guys on the team.
Oh, I completely agree. And I don't know if I want to put that 25-year-old with the other stars that are here. Not that he's a personality problem.
No.
However, a bit of a red flag.
Trust issues.
Be careful
you tell D'Angelo.
There's the trust issues, and Byron Scott might be an idiot. But when a player says it, it doesn't go. Like, if you're – there's a former coach who would be sitting there. Now is the GM being like, I really want to bring this guy in, considering he's ripping coaches.
Yep.
We head to the old top of the hour here. Make sure you're following us on Twitter, at Gresh Keefe. Lots of ways you can interact with the show via text 37937. Mention Twitter. And, of course, on Twitch, weei.com/watch. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Peachy Shime is all over the Twitch chat today. We've got you on the phones, and I know I mentioned it. We went right to the phones, and we missed it. What Kendrick Perkins had to say about this deal, that's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.